You're with Cape Talk.
Spare a thought for our friends up in the Big Smoke, Johannesburg, a city I'm very fond of, and I was up there earlier this year, having lived there for a long time in the past, not been for a while, and actually, for all the doomsaying, was quite impressed. I really enjoyed my time there, but at the moment, the city is taking strain. Firstly, there's a heat wave. Secondly, there's load shedding. Yep, we have that as well. There's all the issues around potholes. There's also a political vacuum. They have a brand new mayor and a brand new premier in Gauteng. Added to that, they also have water shedding in parts of the city. Tamika Garden joins me now, EWN reporter in Johannesburg. Tamika, a very good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining me. First, just outline how stringent this water shedding is. What is going on with Joburg's water supply today?
Hi, Mike. Lovely to be here. It's also lovely to hear that you were impressed with Johannesburg. Most residents here are not, though. So the water crisis has been ongoing. It's not just recently developed. It's hit many different areas, mostly the northern suburbs, with Sandton even having an 11-day restriction imposed already last week. Surrounding areas in Sandton have been directly affected. At work, we've actually had to hire transportable toilets just to, you know, provide for the office. And yeah, it's affected Bryanston, Melville. And these water cuts or the water crisis, it's depending on the aging infrastructure that Johannesburg faces. We have very old water infrastructure, and it actually cannot handle the frequent power cuts. The water infrastructure, speaking to developers and experts, is supposed to have a very frequent and consistent water pressure supply. And with the rolling power cuts, the infrastructure is unable to have this constant supply, and it ends up leaking and breaking and causing these constant construction of pipes needing to happen in certain areas, which leads to water cuts and low pressure in areas. Now with this heat wave that you are also aware of, it has caused a high consumption and demand for water that the water infrastructure just can't handle. It's too crippled to handle this high demand for water. So yeah, Joburg water infrastructure is facing a lot of supply issues, and because of Eskom's power cuts.
Is there any communication on this in terms of how long these problems will last? Let's take Sandton in particular. Many of us will know people who live and work in that area. You do. Our sister station, 702, is there. How long is this going to go on for?
So I've actually been in contact with Rand Water and Joburg Water, who are now teaming up to try and get pumping stations operational again, you know, that have been isolated from electricity because of the power cuts. And they haven't been clear on when or what the plan forward is, just that they are trying to improve the water supply that is currently at very critically low levels in some areas, with some of our water towers even completely dried out. Taps have had no water for over 2 days in some areas, and Rand Water hasn't been clear on when they're going to supply. We can't tell restaurants when they'll be able to, you know, work fully and fully efficiently again. We can't tell residents when they'll have water again. All we can say is that Rand Water is working with Joburg Water now to try operate systems again.
It's remarkable. I mean, generically, how are people feeling? It's a difficult time. I read a tweet from Ferial Haffagy, Daily Maverick, a very respected journalist, on day 17 of power cuts between stages 4 and 6, and with the biggest city and economic hub running out of water, doesn't it sound like an emergency? Things feel rudderless. There must be a bit of despair around.
There is despair. Residents, I've spoken to the Residents Association of Lone Hill, Fourways, Bryanston, which are the mainly affected northern suburbs, and they are fed up with the rolling power cuts and now lack of water supply. It's not even water cuts because of just infrastructure. It's actually a lack of supply now. They are fed up, frustrated. Production levels are being impacted. Residents are being impacted. Service delivery is being impacted. So it ultimately is affecting the whole economy and just residents' level of production.
Tamika Garden, thank you very much for an excellent update there on the situation in Johannesburg. It is meant to be a world-class city. They boast of that, don't they? Now they've got a new mayor. The premier of the province is just settling in. As Ferial says, surely this is a crisis. Surely this demands heads being knocked together. This is our biggest city. It is one of Africa's most important cities. It doesn't have electricity, doesn't have water. The roads are a mess. There are serious issues here. But somehow all that matters is who's the Speaker of the Council. Who has the mayoral chain? Who's going to restore people who were sacked before the DA lost power? It's not about really major crises and fixing services. It's a real worry. Joburg could slip away quite quickly. It's such an extraordinarily energetic city. Runs off its own power, if you know what I mean. I don't think it will slide away. I think it's too big to slide away. People will make a plan and find a way around it, but they shouldn't have to. And the degradation of municipal services in Johannesburg is a really major concern for the whole nation.